Well, there's one happened in Manor Conyngham, one happened in Maher Bay, one happened in Newton Conyngham, and one happened in St Johnstone, and we've all heard about them. It's disappointing, but these burglaries, it's the same as the break-ins about a month ago, they seem to happen in patterns. So I'm asking people now for the next week or so just to be extra vigilant and make sure their property is secured and keep an eye for their neighbour's property from now till Christmas.
Is there any reason to believe at this stage that maybe all the burglaries might be linked?
Some of them might be linked, but others I don't think so, because one of the burglary that happened in Manor Conyngham seems to be people on foot where it was at. It was in a built up area. There didn't seem to be any car parked anywhere. So from a middle of a village to a rural setting in Newton Conyngham, I don't see them being linked, you know. But I listen, who knows what's going on, you know. But we just need to keep an eye out for everybody's property.
Especially at this time of year, it does seem to be a case where in the mouth of Christmas that these kind of burglaries and break-ins, etc., are heightened.
Yeah, it is. Now, it's disappointing when the guards do the good work on the ground, they catch the culprits, and then whenever they go in front of the judge, they seem to get a very lenient sentence. And in situations regarding the Newton Conyngham one of them guys have seemed to get off. I think it's disappointing for the guards and for the people where these guys were in their house, ransacked their house, and then get a slap on the wrist. It's not on. So that mandatory sentence needs to be looked at, and needs to be looked at as soon as possible.